Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today, we're going to talk about your ability to make a positive difference in the world. This has been a roller coaster time of miracles and challenges for everybody, and it seems as though these extreme experiences are being used to wake humanity up at warp speed. No matter how hard people may try, their I Am presence is not allowing them to just push the snooze button in order to go back to sleep. It is time for people everywhere to remember who they are and why they are on Earth during this auspicious moment in the Earth's evolution. Important changes are taking place, and we are beginning to see evidence of people in every walk of life reaching out to make a positive difference. People feel this empowerment. They realize that they have the ability to change the course of direction for their individual lives and for all life on this planet. This moment in time is going to be an adventure, and we have all been preparing for a very long time to fulfill our unique facet of this unfolding divine plan. We are being called to a greater service by the Company of Heaven, who is working with us daily and hourly every time we invoke their assistance. And the opportunities that will unfold for us day by day will astound and often elate us as we move through this miraculous time on Earth. Every moment we will be given chances to add to the light of the world and to improve the quality of life for ourselves and all humanity. We need to stay focused and pay attention, and with every experience that presents itself to us, moment by moment throughout our daily lives, we need to say, how can I handle this in a way that will enhance life and add to the light of the world? That may sound grandiose, but we are powerful beyond our knowing, and the time for us to utilize that divine power is now. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are tuning in with us on this broadcast. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're going to be functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God reality. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I will be sharing life-transforming information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth on this program. But I don't want you to ever accept something as truth just because somebody told you it is so. Please listen to this information as food for thought, then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. I promise you, if I'm sharing something today that's important for you to know, in order to fulfill your facet of the divine plan, but it doesn't resonate as truth just yet, your God self, your I Am presence, will keep presenting this knowledge to you in gentle, loving ways over and over again until you can finally let it in. Now, as we begin this special time together, let's breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of our hearts. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we are going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but often challenging time on Earth. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Humanity and the Earth are in the midst of a tremendous purging process. Everything that humanity has deliberately or inadvertently created, which does not add to the light of the world, is now being pushed to the surface so that we can transmute it back into light. This is an imperative part of Earth's ascension process. This is a moment for which we've all been preparing for literally lifetimes, and we have everything we need within us already to fulfill this facet of our unfolding divine plan. We have all of the courage, skill, wisdom, and strength necessary to accomplish our unique part of this cleansing process. The critically important thing for us to remember is, where our attention is, there we are. It is vital that we lift above the consciousness of fear and chaos so that we will not be overwhelmed by this purging process. Then we will effectively be able to focus on transmuting the surfacing negativity as quickly as possible so that we can move forward in the light and begin manifesting tangibly in our lives the patterns of perfection from the heart of God that are co-creating with the company of heaven the new earth in the physical plane. Now, every single day, there are billions of people on this planet who in one way or another turn their attention to a higher power and invoke the light of God. Those prayers are always heard, and they are always answered. Consequently, the light of God is increasing on earth daily and hourly with every breath we take. Sometimes this accelerated influx of God's light can give the outer appearance that things are getting worse, but nothing could be further from the truth. That appearance is an illusion. The beings of light have given us the following information because it is very important that we all understand what is happening when we invoke the light of God. Once again, it is vital that we remember we are all one. There is no separation. At any given moment, through our thoughts, words, actions, or feelings, we are adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what we are empowering. That energy, our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, is either adding to the light of the world throughout the whole of creation or the shadows. So in order for us to move forward in the light, we must first transmute the human miscreations that we have created in the past, as I mentioned, either deliberately or inadvertently. That means that anything that conflicts with the harmony and balance of God, the light of God, must be pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. This is what is meant by the biblical statement, all that is hidden must now be revealed. Regardless of how deplorable our human miscreations are, the energy that comprises those gross mutations was originally pure light from the very heart of God, our gift of life that we took and projected forth through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, qualified with what was ever going on in our frame of mind and our emotions at the time. You and I, and every other person on the planet, is responsible for creating those miscreations, and we must transmute that energy back into pure light. This is our own stuff. We are not being punished or chastised by God. It is merely the fulfillment of the law of the circle, that whatever we send out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings returns to us bringing the same vibration and energy into our life experiences. This is true for every single one of our creations, both good and bad. Anything that is not reflecting the harmony and balance of God, or the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, is considered a human miscreation and is not originally created by God at all. It is created by the sons and daughters of God and by the way we chose, through our free will, to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling. These human miscreations, these gross mutations, include poverty, disease, hatred, prejudice, corruption, greed, violence, war, religious fanaticism, the abuse of power, and every other physical manifestation that is less than the perfection of heaven on earth. This includes all of the maladies that are causing the pain and suffering that humanity is currently experiencing. I know this seems like a daunting responsibility for us to transmute these human miscreations back into light, but heaven on earth is exactly what God and the elemental kingdom created for us in the very beginning. This is what was meant by the allegory of the Garden of Eden and everything that we needed to sustain life and our physical bodies in the physical plane was created for us. We made a covenant with our Father, Mother, God prior to our embodiment in the physical plane of earth. In order to be allowed to come to earth, to learn the lessons of co-creation, we had to agree that there would be a balance with our gift of life, that we would absorb all of the life from the heart of God, and then that we would utilize that gift of life to add to the light of the world. Our covenant was that we would use our gift of life to maintain the pristine beauty of the earth and to co-create new, previously unknown patterns of perfection and divinity. When we invoke the light of God through our prayers, meditations, invocations, decrees, affirmations, or any other way, our Father, Mother, God respond, and the light of God increases on earth. This frequency of God's infinite light flows into our divinity within our heart, and then it pours forth from us through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and floods the planet. When this occurs, that light then enters the core of purity in every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving in the physical plane of Earth. Regardless of how dark or contaminated our human miscreations are, the energy within the core of that miscreation still pulsates with its original divine potential. There is a core of purity in every electron of energy that vibrates with the highest divine potential, the original perfection that was breathed forth from the heart of God. Now, this is true for every particle of life. It is true for every person, place, condition, or thing that exists on this planet. So, for instance, in the core of purity of every expression of life that's manifesting now as poverty, there still pulsates the divine potential, the encoding pattern of perfection of God's infinite abundance. Within every core of purity, every facet that is manifesting as disease, within that disease is a core of purity that pulsates with the encodement of the full divine potential of vibrant health. Within every physical manifestation of war still pulsates in the core of purity the divine potential of eternal peace. Within every electron that's manifesting as hatred, corruption, pollution, and all of the other maladies of earth, there still pulsates the divine potential of its original perfection, of divine love. This is true for people as well. No matter how far a person has fallen, or how depraved or degenerate his behavior patterns may be, that person still has the full divine potential of a beloved child of God, blazing in his or her heart flame. Now, the reason it sometimes appears as though things are getting worse when the light of God increases on earth is because of what happens when God's light enters that core of purity in every electron of life on the planet. When the light of God enters the core of purity in every electron, it actually activates that original divine potential that is still encoded within that particle of life. Then everything that conflicts with that divine potential is pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. There is no separation. We are all one. We can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate our human miscreations from other time frames and dimensions, from other thoughts, words, actions, and feelings throughout our soul, our earthly sojourns. We actually have to transmute those negative things to clear the way for those encoded patterns of perfection to then begin manifesting as tangible experiences in our lives. Everything that conflicts with the potential of God is pushed to the surface. That is what is occurring now as the light of God increases on earth. These things are coming up not to plague us or punish us, but rather to be healed and transmuted back into light. This is a necessary part of the process that has to be successfully accomplished in order to clear the way for the healing and transforming humanity is invoking now from the very heart of God. We are invoking the light of God, and we are asking for divine interventions in our lives to help us transmute poverty consciousness, war, the suffering that's going on through the natural disasters, and all of the other maladies on earth. So what is happening is the light of God is activating the core of purity in all of that energy, and it's pushing to the surface whatever thoughts, words, actions, or feelings humanity has released in the past that caused those gross mutations in the first place. What this means very practically is that when we invoke prosperity, the light of God enters the core of purity in every electron of energy in our lives that conflicts with prosperity. That means poverty consciousness and all beliefs in lack and limitation. This light activates the divine potential in that energy, which is God's infinite abundance. Then the vibration of God's abundance begins expanding through the electronic light substance, pushing to the surface every thought, word, action, or feeling that is responsible for manifesting poverty in our lives. As the patterns that created our poverty surface to be healed, it often looks like poverty is getting worse because we start seeing lack and limitation and things surfacing in our lives that look like financial crisis. But that is a temporary situation. The illusion is created by the fact that we can easily see the patterns associated with poverty being pushed to the surface to be healed. All of the garbage, all of the expressions of lack or limitation. But what we cannot see as easily is the powerful light of God that is pushing those distorted patterns to the surface in order to clear the way for our prosperity. With a limited perception of our lower consciousness, we often end up focusing our attention on the surfacing patterns of lack and limitation and poverty instead of the patterns of God's infinite abundance that are pushing that lack and limitation to the surface. We create our earthly experiences through our thoughts and feelings. So what happens when our lower consciousness latches on to the experiences of poverty being pushed to the surface That is what we empower and consequently sustain in our lives, which is exactly the opposite of what we are trying to do. If we focus on poverty, we empower poverty in our lives. It is just that simple. Now, through our lack of understanding, we have created a vicious circle for ourselves. That is why these end times have been referred to in many teachings as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth. Because we are focusing on the negativity, which amplifies and exacerbates our pain and suffering, instead of focusing on the patterns of perfection that we want to manifest in our lives. It is time for us to learn how to transmute the surfacing negativity in a more effective way, while staying focused on the positive things that we want to co-create in our lives. The Company of Heaven has given us wonderful guidance and powerful tools that will help us do just that. What I'd like for us to do now, as we allow that information to resonate in our heart flame and in our conscious mind, I'd like for us to join together in unified consciousness for a meditation, invoking the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet, and invoking the entire Company of Heaven to join with us through this unified effort of heaven and earth. We will be lifted up in consciousness into the highest frequencies of vibration that we are capable of comprehending at this time, to allow us to really be able to understand and grasp the ability that we have to make a positive difference on this planet by utilizing the tools that are being given to us by the Company of Heaven. So join with me now, and as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we have become one with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and the entire Company of Heaven. Together, we now prepare to transmute the surfacing negativity on behalf of all humanity as we are lifted up. To prepare us for this activity of life, we will take a journey into projected consciousness, into the realms of illumined truth. So please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Gently rest your hands in your lap with your palms facing upward, knowing that you are an open conduit of light through which the light of God will flow now to lift you into the highest frequencies of vibration that your cosmic law, your cosmic I Am presence believes is appropriate for you right here and right now. Your I Am presence, the divinity within you, is taking full dominion of this activity of light and will guide you unerringly in alignment with your divine plan and your highest good. I will state this visualization that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven in the first person, so that we will all experience it individually and tangibly. But we are all one. So it is important to know that as we invoke this experience for ourselves, we are also serving as surrogates, invoking this light through the I Am presence of each person on behalf of all humanity. Please go within to the divinity of your heart, breathing in deeply, exhaling, and follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I am breathing in deeply, and as I exhale, I feel any confusion or doubt just being swept away. I breathe in deeply again, and on the holy breath, I go within to to the secret place of the Most High Living God, pulsating within the divinity of my heart. As I focus my attention on the immortal, victorious threefold flame blazing within my heart, I am filled with the love and the harmony of God. This divine essence is expanding through my heart flame into my earthly bodies. And the vibration of every electron within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is now being accelerated. As this occurs, I feel myself being lifted into the full embrace of my mighty I Am presence. And I surrender into the perfection of this loving aspect of my own divinity, my four earthly bodies. As my I Am presence takes dominion of my four earthly bodies, they become shining and invincible. Every fiber of my being is becoming lighter. I feel myself ascending out of the oppressive limitation of the physical plane of Earth. And all of the illusions of this physical plane, all of the confusion, the misinformation, and disinformation is just dropping away. As I lift into the higher frequencies of God's illumined truth, I begin to experience a new level of clarity, understanding, and divine intelligence. I know now that I am a multidimensional being of light, and that all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and my Father, Mother, God are one with me. As I awaken to this truth, more knowledge from the divine mind of God begins flowing into my consciousness. As this occurs, I am lifted higher and higher in frequency and vibration into the realms of illumined truth. I pass over the threshold into the realms of light, and I experience myself fully present in the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. As I experience the wonder of this octave of light, the love expanding through my heart flame draws the attention of my beloved Father, Mother, God. As I revel in their exquisite light, my Mother God projects her luminous presence before me. She is a resplendent sun of radiant light, pulsating with infinite gratitude, bliss, ecstasy, and awe. Due to the fact that she has at long last returned to Earth, and her beloved children, who are abiding here, are now becoming tangibly aware of her physical presence. As a special gift to me and all of my Mother God's beloved children, she awakens within me the remembrance of my purpose and reason for being. In this newly activated state of consciousness, I consecrate my life to the fulfillment of my divine plan. A sacred truth begins to awaken and reverberate through my heart flame. This truth flows into my conscious mind, and I begin to remember deep within the recesses of my heart that I came into this world for a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a facet of the divine plan. I came to love all life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation and the rebirth of beloved planet Earth. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God dwells within me. In the divine mind of God, no one or no thing is useless or meaningless. Everyone and everything is vital and important to the balance and order of the universe. I know now that without me, God would be incomplete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that is before me now to do, I will do with happiness and enthusiasm. For I know and understand that nothing is too insignificant. Never again will there be a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, and for the opportunity to be in physical form at this time. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth with an uplifted determination. I see with my inner vision the loving and prospering activity of life that God is expanding through my heart flame. I see with my physical eyes eternal peace and lavish abundance manifesting everywhere through the divinity in every heart flame. I am peaceful, powerful, and poised, for I now know who I am. I am a beloved and empowered child of God, and I have come to earth to love all life free. And through the activity of my daily life, my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, so I shall. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I open my eyes and begin breathing normally, knowing that my I Am presence has now integrated to a new level, further taking dominion of my earthly bodies and my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Precious Heart, just for a moment, breathe in and out deeply and completely, and allow this energy and this sacred truth to resonate within the core of your being. It seems that every day we're being flooded with fear-based information that reflects difficult challenges that are going on in the lives of humanity. It is very easy to become so overwhelmed with concern that we just wring our hands and muddle through our days in a state of anxiety and desperation. The majority of people on Earth at this time are really feeling rather helpless when it comes to changing their lives or making a significant difference in the world. Everyone wants things to get better, is praying for things to get better, but most people don't truly believe that they can effectively assist in the process. They want a miracle. They want divine intervention. They want our Father, Mother, God to do this for them. Well, unfortunately, we have co-created these situations. So it is our part of the process. if we don't believe that we can effectively change the process, we must know that nothing could be further from the truth. We are all co-creators. We are on Earth during this unprecedented time for the explicit purpose of unifying with our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven to co-create the wonders of heaven on earth. These are the patterns of perfection for the new earth that we are now in the process of manifesting in the physical world of form. One of the most powerful tools pouring forth from the heart of God to assist humanity in transmuting the surfacing negativity is the violet flame. This is a gift that is being given to us at this time, specifically to help us purge quickly the surfacing negativity. The violet flame of God's infinite perfection is a gift of balanced light from our Father, Mother, God. Now, the divine intent of this gift is to help humanity to quickly transmute our human miscreations that we have deliberately or inadvertently manifested through the misuse of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions throughout all time frames and dimensions and all of our earthly sojourns. This includes anything that exists in the physical plane that is not reflecting the harmony, love, and balance of heaven on earth. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the out-breath of our Father God, which is a sapphire blue flame of divine will, power, and authority that is anchored within the threefold flame in our heart. And it is the in-breath of our Mother God, the crystalline pink flame of transfiguring divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life, which is also anchored within the threefold flame in our heart. When the pink and blue flames of our Father, Mother, God, the out-breath and the in-breath of our God parents, merge into one rhythmic pulsation, a violet flame of unfathomable power and might is birthed into existence. This sacred gift of violet fire has the ability to transmute into light every malady existing on earth and every electron of energy humanity has ever misqualified. I know from the consciousness of our finite minds that seems too good to be true, but the reality is that that statement does not even begin to reveal the incomparable assistance contained within this gift from our Father, Mother, God. Our Mother God has now returned, and the pink flame of divine love that activates our right brain hemisphere and is anchored within our heart, expanding the love of God through our heart, is now coming into balance. This violet flame is blazing from our heart into our brain centers, the masculine polarity of our left brain hemisphere, which reverberates with the sapphire blue light of our Father God, and the crystalline pink essence of the right brain, the feminine polarity of our Mother God. The violet flame activates our spiritual brain centers, the pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers within the base of our brain. As this violet flame brings the right and left brain hemispheres into balance and activates our spiritual brain centers, it is awakening our crown chakra of enlightenment, which is birthing us back into Christ consciousness, the consciousness of wisdom and enlightenment of a beloved child of God. This is the third plume of the flame, the threefold flame within our hearts, and it is a sunshine yellow gold flame that reverberates with the wisdom of the sons and daughters of God. This threefold flame, the divine balance of our Father God's power, our Mother God's love, and the sons and daughters of God's wisdom, blazes in every heart flame and it's expanding and expanding and expanding. This is allowing the violet flame, the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, to enter the earth in higher frequencies than we have ever experienced since the initial impulse of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago. So today we are going to join together in consciousness and invoke the violet flame on behalf of all humanity, quickly transmuting the surfacing negativity. Since we are one and we are in this physical plane, we have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of our fellow human beings in this dimension. So, with the I Am presence of every human being, the entire company of heaven, and our Father, Mother, God, let's join together now in consciousness through some positive invocations. I will state these invocations in the first person once again so that we can experience it tangibly, but know that we are invoking it through the I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet. Once again, center yourself in the threefold flame of your heart, the divine balance of power, love, and wisdom. Your I Am presence is integrating even further into your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. I am my I Am presence, and through the beloved presence of God, I am, now blazing in my heart, I invoke all of the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the harmony and balance of heaven on Earth. Beloved I Am, look into my life and the lives of all humanity, and see what yet remains to be balanced by me to any person, place, condition, or thing I may have wronged at any time, in any place, for any reason. Reach your great loving hands of light into all of the positively qualified energy that I have released throughout my earthly sojourn, and draw forth 1,000 times as much perfection as I have ever done wrong. Fashion from this substance of perfection a gift of divine love, whatever is necessary, to balance every debt I have created, which still remains unpaid to any part of life. Beloved I Am, I ask you to forgive every person, place, condition, or thing which may have wronged me in any way, and balance all debts owed to me by life everywhere. I accept this done through the power of God. I am, and so it is. Now, through my purified vehicles, I am ready to expand this activity of light in, through, and around every frequency of on the planet that is less than the perfection of God. I invoke the goddess of liberty, the goddess of divine justice, the goddess of freedom, and the goddess of victory. I invoke the silent watchers, mighty guardians, and cosmic beings who are assisting humanity at this time from inner levels with the establishment of the new earth. And I invoke every being of light that is associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Blessed ones, come now and blaze forth the most powerful cleansing activity of the violet flame that humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. I open the stargate of my heart, and I instantly become the open door for the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. I am one with the mighty I Am presence of all humanity. I am one with the entire company of heaven. And together now, as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the violet flame is invoked from the core of creation, pulsating through my heart flame. I am the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, blazing in through and around all the inharmonious actions, all lower consciousness, all of the obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection on earth. Through the divine power of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, transmute this discordant energy now, beloved ones, energy, vibration, and consciousness. Transform the cause, core, effect, record, and memory of these distorted human miscreations now and forever. I ask the silent watchers over every state, city, town, village, hamlet, country on the planet to now reach out their loving arms and raise up a limitless number of souls in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful use of the violet transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection. Ask each of these light workers to understand and comprehend the full importance of this sacred gift now being offered by our Father, Mother, God to help free humanity from all of the distresses that are surfacing to be transmuted and healed, all of the human miscreations, either deliberately or inadvertently created through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of the sons and daughters of God evolving on earth. Help each one to know that the conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God will cause to be established within every one of these places great foci of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity, daily and hourly, moment by moment, throughout their earthly sojourn. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, the violet flame begins to expand and expand. It merges with the immortal, victorious threefold flame blazing in every person's heart, and it explodes into a tremendous starburst of light through the core of the earth, out through the crystal grid system, blazing up through the crust of the earth, pulsating in through and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of light on this planet. On the holy breath, this influx of the violet flame is increasing to the intensity and power of 1,000 suns. And through our unified efforts, connecting heaven and earth, beloved legions of light and the I Am presence of all humanity, everyone associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection now participates in this activity of light. Beloved legions of light associated with the violet flame of God's infinite protection and the full divine momentum of our Father, Mother, God, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on earth until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the immaculate concept of all life, the oneness and reverence for every expression, and all life receives this healing benediction. blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their I Am presence, their true God reality. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all youth centers and activities, all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religious and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest through all religions and spiritual teachings. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, compassion, and healing, creating vibrant health, are tangible and a reality for every evolving soul. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on earth is openly demonstrating through their I Am presence true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution, every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreations, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity, vibrant health, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy until the immaculate concept of the new earth, the patterns of perfection for heaven on earth, are manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Precious Heart, please return your attention to the room. Become aware of your physical body. Feel the divine momentum of this light, the power and might of 1,000 suns blazing through the collective consciousness of all humanity and the company of heaven. As we are lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness, to assist in this process of transmuting all that is not of the light back into God's perfection. Breathe in deeply and exhale normally as you assimilate this light. Precious Heart, thank you for spending your time with me today and for your willingness to add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Please tune in with us next week as we continue to add to the light of the world.